My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. I have a credit card bill here for $29.97 and $5.97. I called the other day. I had no clue what it was for, and I called the day before yesterday, and Brittany, I think her name was, told me it was for a watch, a fitness watch. I did not order a fitness watch. However, I did get one in the mail, and I immediately returned it because I wasn't sure why I was getting it. So how do I get this taken off my credit card bill? Can you help me?
What is your first and last name?
Francis is my first name. The last name is Baumgartner.
And what is the shipping address?
529 Country Club Road, York, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I have an FFB at netzero.net.
Yes.
Okay, so on the trial offer, there was a charge on February the 7th for $5.97 shipping and handling of that watch. So you're saying you didn't place that order?
I did not. But as you're talking, I remember at some point a watch, there was a watch on my computer, but I didn't order it, or I certainly didn't mean to. And I'm wondering if it's one of these, you know, sometimes when you finish a survey, they say they're going to send you a free gift. Are you familiar with that?
You could have received it through a survey.
I wonder if that.
It doesn't show me here how the offer was sent to you. Now, if I process fraud on the account, what happens, ma'am, is we use the IP address that we have on file, and we do contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP, and we verify the device that was used when placing that order online. Now, that can take about 3 to 5 business days to go through, and once I start that fraud process, I cannot stop it. So are you sure there's no one at that address that could have placed that order?
I live alone.
Okay, well, I can process the fraud. I know you said you sent it back. We don't take returns. So what we would
have
to do...
Well, where did it
do? You said
I just put on the box, return to sender, and put it out for the mailman.
It's going to go back to your home address. When you do a return to sender, we're not going to receive it that way.
It didn't come to me. I haven't gotten it back.
Okay. So what we'll have to do is we're going to process the fraud on the account for you. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to get on the IP. Now, if it does come back to your own personal device, you will be liable for those charges. If it does not, you'll receive an email about a refund.
Okay. Okay. So I'll know in 3 to 5 days.
Yes.
I should know where it was placed. Now, but let me, so where did the watch go when I returned it? You said it's supposed to come back to me again?
It'll go back to you because we don't, you know, there's no return on it.
How can there be no return? I'm so confused.
Well, the tracking on it shows as delivered. So it doesn't show a return. We've not received it.
Okay.
And what will happen when you just place return to sender, since there's not a return on it, it's going to go back to your address.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open for it then, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. I will go ahead and process the fraud to find out who placed that offer. And then you'll be receiving that email verification.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.